Lido window box.
This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is, way out.
Welcome to the Vinyl Garage. I'm your host, Dave Nelson, and for the next 60 minutes, we will explore the vinyl history of rock and roll, zeroing in on the lesser-heard world of B-sides and album cuts, along with, at times, some not-so-subtle commentary, incorporating everything from the blues of the 30s to the rock and roll of today. This is the music we love. Let's give it the respect it deserves. Theme inspiration for this show at times comes from some unusual directions, and this week's Vinyl Garage is an example. A handful of years ago, we remodeled the upstairs bathroom, whereupon shortly thereafter, my framed Woodstock poster disappeared from its normal wall space, only to reappear in the aforementioned room. Apparently, its colors worked well in the newly remodeled space. My Yellow Submarine movie poster followed close behind. But here's where the unusual comes in. The poster is proudly hanging directly across from what some may refer to as the best seat in the house. So depending on the time allowed, you can read it in depth. And it clearly lists the acts and when they were scheduled to appear. It's common knowledge that this legendary three-day concert featured the Airplane, Jimmy, Janis, The Who, and Joe Cocker, among others. But are you familiar with the Keith Hartley Band, Quill, Sweetwater, or Burt Sommer? Probably not. This week's Vinyl Garage explores the Woodstock Aquarian Art Fair, but from the angle of the lesser-known acts. We'll hear the aforementioned bands along with some you may or may not be familiar with, combining studio and live recordings with some authentic onstage announcements. Let's set the Wayback Machine for August 15th, 50 years ago, in Bethel, New York.
Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most beautiful men in the whole world. Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
Five, Dino's guitar.
Freedom, freedom, freedom. Like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. A long way from my home. Clap your hands, clap your hands, clap your hands. can call him up from my heart. I got a telephone in my pajama, and I can call him up from my heart. When I need my brother, when I need my father, mother,
although there was an official lineup and stage time, the time each artist actually went on was anything but organized. And that's seen right out of the box at 5 p.m. Friday when the scheduled opening band Sweetwater was stopped by the police en route, forcing Havens to go on early. After playing nearly every song he knew, he improvised the song Freedom, writing it as he performed it on the fly. Sweetwater went on at 7:30, playing until 8:10 p.m. An L.A. band who's best described as Jefferson Airplane-like, right down to the female lead singer, Nancy Nevins, playing a mix of psychedelic and folk. Signed to Reprise, they recorded three LPs, none of which charted. Their first single, a cover of Motherless Child, coincidentally the song Richie Havens' Freedom was based, did get some serious airplay. The entire concert, as you have probably figured out by now, was chaotic at best, and the recordings of some of the acts, especially the lesser tier ones, had markedly less emphasis put on their quality. At the time, the historic significance of the concert wasn't appreciated, and some performances as a historical document suffer. Here's a decent quality live What's Wrong and the studio version of Motherless Child.
Thank you very, very much. We were supposed to be on first today, but they gave us a police escort here driving, and the man had to stop and bust us all before he could escort us here, so it took a little while. But we're on now, and as Maharishi said, kick out the jams, folks.
Politicians are blowing their cools over lady who refuse to abide by the rules, though they should be everything. What's wrong at the zoo? The animal sensibility is showing through. Of a song if there's not nothing that they can do. Turning their point of the street. What's wrong? Folks,
knowledge that's hundreds year old. So firm in their ways that they think we are dope. They just don't know why. What's wrong with their head? Well, they just try to see if what's always dead. They did that there would not be any of this. No reason to cry. What's wrong?
Dr. Jack Maidman. Dr. Jack Maidman, please, with full suturing equipment, your presence is requested in the new hospital, which is on the other side of the helicopter landing area as you face the stage on your left. You've got a delivery to make. Those of you who insist upon taking residence on the scaffolding, I don't really know what to say. But it sure would be a delight, man, if you'd come down. If your determination was the same as your selfishness, we'd be able to have gatherings like this every week. To get back to the warning that I've received, you may take it with however many grains of salt you wish, that the brown acid that is circulating around us is not specifically too good. It's suggested that you do stay away from that. Of course, it's your own trip, so be my guest, but please be advised that there is a warning on that one, okay?
next nearly unknown Woodstock performer is actor, singer, songwriter Bert Sommer. Bert was an ex-lead singer of the second incarnation of the New York band, The Left Bank, and played the character Woof in the musical Hair. It's his likeness on the posters for the musical. Recording four LPs for Capitol and Buddha, he was invited to perform at Woodstock, taking the stage at 8:30. Another historical problem suffered by the soundtrack of the festival is, since the album appeared on the Atlantic Records subsidiary Cotillion, some of the concert's performers couldn't appear on the soundtrack because the artists were under contract with other record companies. It took until 2009 for most of these orphan recordings to surface, and as mentioned earlier, most suffered from a poor recording. It's the latter point that I'm going with the studio versions of We're All Playing in the Same Band and a cover of Simon and Garfunkel's America. Bert was rewarded with the first standing ovation of the festival.
We're all playing in the same band. There's enough guitars for you and me. Stand beside your brother and take his hand. Seems the times are changing, finally. We're all playing in the same band. Sing the song together and you'll see. Let them know forever just where you stand. People must be learning, finally. And we're all playing in the same band. We're all playing in the same band. We're all playing in the same.
Would those of you who have taken up residence on the towers, please come down. There are people sitting behind you who have the same right as you, who unfortunately cannot see. It would be greatly appreciated if you'd please come down. City McGee, or C.T. McGee, rather, please come immediately to backstage right, which is over here. I understand your wife is having a baby. Congratulations.
Let us be lovers. We'll marry our fortunes together. I've got some real estate here in my bag.
Mrs. Wagner's pies, and we walked up to look for America. Kathy, I said, as we boarded a Greyhound in Pittsburgh, Michigan seems like a dream to me now. It took me 4 days to hitchhike from Saginaw. I've come to look for America. Toss me a cigarette, I think there's one in my raincoat. We smoked the last one, and now we're gone. So I looked at the scenery. She read the magazine. I'm lost. Oh, I said, though I knew she was sleeping. I'm empty, I'm aching, and I don't know why. Counting the cars on the New Jersey Turnpike, they've all come to look.
Began approximately 10 p.m. during Ravi Shankar's set, lasting most of the overnight hours, causing our next little-known band to refuse to go on, the Incredible String Band, which in turn caused Melanie, who didn't appear worried too much about the weather, to play in their stead. To be fair, the ISB was far from obscure in Europe, but in the States they failed to catch on, not performing in their scheduled late Friday slot with all the other folk rock acts, forced the concert officials to insert them in with the hard rock bands scheduled Saturday afternoon, where their mellow set didn't go over too well. The band had a shot at presenting themselves to a, rare for them, American market, but failed to leave the States with anyone wanting more. From Woodstock, a good recording, for the most part, the letter.
I started rubbing my eyes when I heard the birds talking. Said, hey, Mr. Sleep, you're gonna have to take a walk. But nothing has much power to make me rise as a postman bringing a morning surprise. Was right up to my nose. I thought, well, a letter might be for Rose. Her mother, she writes very regularly. Mr. Postman, have you got a letter for me? Mr. Harrop, yes, I have. Yes, I have. Too much, I've got a letter.
have met her, but she sounds sweet like a flower growing on a rubbish heap. She got a lot of things round her, she gotta sort out, but she's gonna make it, and I have no doubt. Neither has she.
The Vinyl Garage.
All these people on the towers, all of you up in the towers, please come down. You're making it very, very dangerous. Please come down off those towers. If it does rain, it'll be slippery and dangerous. Please come down.
Quill was a big deal in the Northeast region of the United States in the mid to late 60s, opening for many major acts, earning a place on the poster in my bathroom after touring the Woodstock area, preceding the concert as a goodwill gesture to the communities that would be affected by this fair, and scoring a record contract on Atlantic even before playing a note at the show. Quill opened Saturday as the sun finally came out at 12:30 p.m. playing for 40 minutes, but missed an opportunity to appear in the forthcoming film because of a glitch caused by the previous night's rain and its effects on the film crew. Quill played four songs in the set, one of which, They Live the Life, will be presented here. Their self-titled LP was to be their only piece of vinyl.
pull wings from flies. They gouge their eyes. They gouge their eyes. They pay the price to their lives. Pull wings from flies. Isn't it? Thank you.
Unlike some of the previous unfamiliar groups from the poster, the next band, although not exactly a household word, had some serious history. The Keith Hartley Band. Keith's start as a professional musician began when he replaced Ringo Starr in Rory Storm and the Hurricanes. Was a member of the Artwoods, along with Ronnie Wood's older brother Art, and future Deep Purple John Lord. Drummed for a solo John Mayall, and formed the 70s band Dog Soldier. And like Quill, didn't appear in the Woodstock movie. Taking the stage at 4:45 on Saturday afternoon, the Keith Hartley Band performed four songs, none of which were properly recorded. Here's the studio version of one of them, Too Much Thinking.
Yeah. and hazy. Too much thinking. If I don't stop, I'm gonna start sinking.
Wrapping up the Aquarian festivities with a band that was on the poster and didn't perform at Woodstock, and an artist that did, but wasn't, on the poster. I'm referring to Iron Butterfly and John Sebastian, respectively. The Butterfly was set to perform on Sunday, but when they found themselves stuck at LaGuardia demanding via telegram a helicopter to take them to the show, where they would immediately take the stage, perform, and subsequently, via the same helicopter, be flown back to the airport. The reply was a telegram version of the concert promoter's middle finger. They never made it. If they had performed, we need to figure out what they might have played. In a Gotta Da Vida, without question, and probably also a cut from that year's Ball LP. From that record, I've chosen It Must Be Love. Which brings us to John Sebastian. John was, at the time, the leader of the Loving Spoonful and was only at the concert as a spectator. He was brought on stage to kill some time so that the roadies could clean up the stage after a rainstorm before setting up the amps for Santana. John's set contained three cuts from his yet-to-be-released solo LP and two Loving Spoonful tracks, and it's one of the latter that we'll hear. Darlin', Be Home Soon.
In a garb of a fleet of honey, don't you know that I'm loving you? In a garb of a fleet of baby, don't you know that I'll always be true? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll take my hand? Oh, won't you come with me and I'll walk this land? Please take my hand. Let me tell you that. Here I got. Come with me.
Those of you who have partaken of the green acid, if you would, as soon as convenient, please go to the hospital tent.
Raise your hand, please. He's all right, thank you.
Gentlemen, please welcome with us John Sebastian.
And talk about the things we did today. Yeah. And laugh about our funny little ways. while we have a few minutes to breathe. And I know that it's time I must leave. But darling, be home soon. I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. Not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. I think I've come to see myself at last. And I see that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you. And I feel myself in bloom.
There you have it. A perfectly good hour of your life you'll never get back spent listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions, comments, your undying allegiance, or outright disdain can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook.com/vinylgarageshow. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.
I couldn't bear to wait an extra minute if you dawdle. My darling, be home soon. It's not just these few hours, but I've been waiting since I toddled for the great relief of having you to talk to.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much.
I'm going to be the